In the Gospel of John, Jesus teaches his disciples that there is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. After entering the convent, St. Rita focused intensely on the passion of the Lord, understanding that he was the epitome of this greatest act of love as he laid down his life for us on the cross. Rita wished to imitate the self-sacrificial love of her divine spouse, desiring even to relieve his sufferings by sharing in them. The Lord would answer her prayer, and she would soon become a true martyr in penitence. Rita meditated often on the Passion of Christ, and when doing so, was so filled with compassion for her suffering Lord that tears would come to her eyes. Whenever she was not engaged in community prayer or household duties, she would always be found in the chapel, kneeling before the crucifix, or in her little cell, which had hanging upon the walls images of the way of the cross. Recognizing her own sins as causing the torments that Jesus endured, she became a model of penitence. She would frequently urge her sisters to keep watch and pray, reminding them, since we offend our sweet Jesus every day in thought, word, deed, and the omission of good works, we should pray every day and every hour of the day and weep for our offenses against so kind and loving a father, master, and spouse. The more Rita considered the sufferings of Jesus, the more she desired to relieve his sufferings by sharing in at least some small part of the torments of his passion. After hearing a sermon that centered on the pain inflicted by the crown of thorns, Rita fell prostrate before the crucifix and, with a tender and compassionate heart, renewed her willingness to share in the Lord's suffering. God heard her fervent prayer and answered it in a miraculous way. In a moment of ecstatic union with the Lord, a thorn from his crown pierced her forehead, and the wound it caused remained open and visible for 15 years until her death. While most Christians are not called to share the wounds of the Lord as St. Rita did, we are all called to acts of penance and reparation for the offenses we have committed against him. Penance is not simply something we do when we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, but is a way of life for the disciple of Christ, and necessary to continually turn away from sin and toward God. The Church helps us fulfill this divine call by specifying Friday as a penitential day throughout the year. While we are not required to abstain from meat outside the season of Lent, we are called to incorporate other penitential practices or charitable actions into our Fridays throughout the year. By freely embracing small sufferings, we recall the great sufferings that Jesus endured for our sake, and like St. Rita, enkindle in our hearts a greater love for our Savior. St. Rita, martyr in penitence and patroness of those in need, pray for us.